This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad, Kharka with news. Our top story is first. Government holds second phase of talks with Third Welfare Assembly today. Parliamentary hearing on proposed judges for Supreme Court scheduled on 16th of April. Nepal government decides to administer COVID-19 vaccine received from Chinese government from the 7th of April. And Maoist rebel attacks kill 22 security personnel in Indian state of Chhattisgarh. Now the news in detail. The government has held the second phase of talks with the Third Welfare Assembly today. The government talks team member Bhagavati Chaudhary informed that the dialogue held at the Home Ministry was centered on the demands put forth by the Third Welfare Struggle Committee. She further informed that today's discussion also dwelt on the process of revoking the cases filed against individuals involved in Tikapur incident. She added that the second phase of talks concluded positively and the next phase of talk has been set on Tuesday. Earlier, the government had formed a talk team under the coordination of Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa to address the demands of the Third Welfare Assembly. The parliamentary hearing on the proposed judges for the Supreme Court, Kumar Sudol and Nahakul Subedi, has been scheduled for the 16th of April. Parliamentary hearing committee's president, Lakshman Lal Kern, informed that the meeting held today garnered information from the complaints received against the proposed judges. Two complaints were filed against Judge Sudol, while five complaints were registered against Judge Subedi. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed member of House of Representatives Janaki Devi Ram. She was administered the oath of office by the speaker at the ceremony held at the Simadarbar-based Federal Parliament Secretariat. The House of Representatives said for proportional representation, Dalit quota had been lying vacant since the demise of Sanu Siwa on the 20th of October in 2020. The Nepal government has decided to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to people from the 7th of April, which were received from the Chinese government under the grant assistance. Speaking at a press briefing organized at the Health Ministry today, Ministry's spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam informed that the anti-COVID-19 vaccine Berosol would be rolled out from the designated hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley. He further informed that the decision was made to vaccinate people involved in essential services, students studying under Chinese government scholarship schemes, students preparing to pursue higher studies in China, and people associated with Trans-Himalayan Trade. He says all the infected ones who are between 14 to 60 years have been kept in isolation set up at Thangadi sub-metropolitan city. Likewise, the Health Ministry has reported 176 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 117 people have recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours itself. Likewise, the Ministry has not reported any corona-related deaths today. As many as 56 Nepali people who returned from various cities of neighbouring India have been antigen tested and found positive for COVID-19 on Friday and Saturday. Superintendent of Armed Police Force Birendra Bahadur Air informed that 32 cases of infections were detected among 767 people who underwent the antigen test. The Law Ministry of South Korea has introduced a new rule for visa extension for foreign citizens in the country. According to the new rule, visa extension will now apply only on valid passports, which have not expired and have a valid date. The provision mentions that a passport must have a valid date for visa extension. Meantime, the Law Ministry of South Korea and the Nepali embassy have also issued notice about the neural to Nepalese living in South Korea. The new law will be of special concern for Nepali workers currently working in South Korea under the employment permit system. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछ हो?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग।
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ। भरे राति बोलौँ न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाईफाई छ के अफिसमा? बुझ न। भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमान ज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजे देखि बिहान 6 बजे सम्म।
ए हो त है, मेरो हुने वाला बुढी त 35 मा।
अब त रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ ऑन टु सम मोर न्यूज। The Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA has provided relief to around 170,000 Nepalese from different countries that are facing problems due to COVID-19 pandemic. Releasing the details of the rescue and relief efforts initiated by the NRNA during the pandemic, it informed that the Nepalese in more than 300 cities in 50 countries received the relief. Speaking at a virtual press conference, President of the Association, Kumar Panta, said that Association had launched special relief and rescue operations in Malaysia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman, which have a large number of Nepali migrant workers. Nepal police have arrested a group of individuals involved in looting a Chinese citizen. The arrestees are Fulkaji Tamang, Amir Tamang, Buddha Tamang and Roshan Lama of Sindhupalchok district and currently residing in Kageshwari Manohara municipality in Kathmandu district. And they have been accused of looting 2 million Nepalese currency along with golden jewelries. As per the police information, they had looted the property of 34-year-old Chinese citizen on the 29th of March, entering his room at Thomel. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English news. Now to some international updates. At least 22 Indian security personnel have been killed and 30 injured in an ambush by Maoist rebels in the central Indian state of Chhattisgarh. This is the deadliest rebel attack of its kind in 4 years, targeting the Indian forces. Officials said that the security personnel belonging to the Central Reserve Police Force Elite, Cobra Unit, the District Reserve Guard and the Special Task Force were attacked yesterday in the tribal-dominated Chhattisgarh state during an anti-insurgency operation. Meantime, Indian Home Minister Amit Shah says the exact number of casualties is yet to be ascertained. Hundreds of police and paramilitary soldiers reportedly raided a hideout in Bijapur district after receiving intelligence that a large number of rebels had gathered there. At least 5 security personnel were killed in the same incident. At least 44 people have been killed after flash floods and landslides swept an island in Indonesia's easternmost province this morning. Torrential rain resulted in flash floods in the Catholic-majority Flores Island hours before people wake up to celebrate Easter. And officials said mud inundated homes while bridges and roads in the eastern end of the island were destroyed. Rescue officials expect that the death toll to rise as they are struggling to reach the remote and worst hit area in East Flores Regency because of rains and strong waves. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Government holds second phase of talks with Thar Welfare Assembly today. Parliamentary hearing and proposed judges for Supreme Court scheduled on 16th of April. Nepal government decides to administer COVID-19 vaccine received from Chinese government from 7th of April. And Maoist rebel attacks killed 22 security personnel in Indian state of Chhattisgarh. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.